And now, just to keep in fact, our very own Slowpoke Rodriguez, I just said, I know it's a very packed thing to say, but a lot of people have pointed that even before now. They said he is the cousin of the show on the satellite out by Bracknell. Please welcome, as by Bracknell today, our financial advisor from the Motley Fool website, Mr. David Punkrock Quo. David, good morning.
Buenos dias, Danny.
How many languages do you speak, David? I know that's not strictly, Buenos dias is not necessarily mastering a language, but you seem to always have the appropriate phrase to pull from your financial hat. Do you actually speak many languages?
No, I don't.
It doesn't leave me anywhere to go, really. How many languages do you speak?
Three.
That's a lot of languages.
Yeah.
What are they?
English.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm still trying to get to grips with English.
And
Chinese.
You do speak Chinese?
I do speak Chinese.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's like mastering 12 languages, isn't it? Yeah. It really is. I mean, that's a tremendous language to master. I thought you were going to say French and German. It was that word.
No.
And the other one?
Mandarin. Which is also a dialect of Chinese.
You speak hundreds of languages, my friend. That's a tremendous
thing. You can speak
thing,
it, but can you write it down?
Can you write it down?
I can, yeah.
Oh, even better.
You say anything you want today, David, because that's an awesome thing. I know in the past and everything else, and it may have been the way you were raised, but anyone who can master Mandarin Chinese and write them down.
Yeah, one day I'll tell you a joke in Chinese, shall I?
Why wait for one day? There were people on the Titanic who waved away the dessert trolley, you know that?
I'll wait for the right moment.
All right. What's the punchline to it? Just give us the punchline to it so I can look forward to it.
Well, that would spoil the joke.
Well, give us the opening line.
That list of internationally famous Mandarin punchline that we all know.
Oh, yeah, that's why he says it. Oh, I've got it now. Yes, of course. What is the opening line to it?
The opening line is...
Say two fellas walked into a bar in Chinese.
That's almost the theme of the joke.
Except it's two coolies, I know. So go on, what is it?
It's two people being chased by a panda in the bamboo forest of Sichuan.
It sounds exactly the same as English, doesn't it?
It does. I
didn't know I could speak Chinese. It sounded exactly the same. How does it go in Chinese?
I can't do it.
Yeah, well, no. Then I can speak Chinese.